Probably heard several times already this passage of Jesus on the boat in the middle of the storm on the sea, where the disciples yelled, you know, Lord, save us, and he stops everything, gets everything calm. Now, in the Bible, there's different levels. When we listen or we read a passage, we always read first the literal level. So the first thing we would, like a book or anything else we would read. But our Bible has so many different levels of, in a place like a spiritual way. So I just want to walk through this passage of kind of just a quick spiritual life or something that's happening in a storm of either our hearts or our health. Things that this story, yes, at the level, but also deeper, that we can bring it to our prayer. So think about times in your life if something is very brutal. It's somebody just died or the health, a surgery that's coming, something that's very scary. You're in a quote, a boat of the storms of our world. A great question to Jesus, as the disciples did, Lord, save us. We are perishing. That's a great prayer. It's a great prayer. In our Psalms, in the prophets, in the Old Testament, we have seen over and over and over of times that people will yell at God, oh God, where are you? Why are you doing it? What is going on? Save us. It's a great place to bring out what's in our hearts at that spiritual level. God already knows what you're going and thinking about. So tell him. It's God. In those brutal times of the storms, if you will. And Jesus says, why are you terrified, O you of little faith? Well, everyone here in our spiritual life are and has little faith compared to Jesus. He's God. He's following his Father in another God. And so he's talking to us as little children. Yes, I'm here. I'm here with you. Whether it looks like a storm, looks like it's brutal health, something is really bad happening, just keep asking to Jesus, to be with Jesus, to ask for his salvation, that he can take the waves and make them very calm, very peaceful. And what does he do in, again, the heavenly or the healthy level? Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. So that no matter what happens, at some point, he will give the calm. And we don't know what happens at the point. But to keep looking for Jesus, praying, and to know that he does have the peace, the calm, time to walk with us and to save us.